Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast. I'm Anthony Adsed, storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me, I have Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Vigitrust. Today, I'm going to talk to Mathieu about the Web Summit in Lisbon recently and key issues that came out of it with regard to storage and compliance. So, Mathieu, first of all, I wonder if you could just briefly tell us, what is Web Summit, why is it important, and what key themes emerged with regard to storage and compliance? Over to you.
Thanks. Well, the Web Summit is held every year for the last 10 years. It grew from a 400 people type conference to over 59,000 people this year. It's currently held in Lisbon, although it was in Dublin for a number of years. The founder is Paddy Cosgrave, who started the conference in Dublin, but it got so big that it needed a new home. It's organized in different tracks. There are tracks for startups, tracks for scaling companies, tracks for enterprise. It's a mix of 24 different summits, sub-summits. Some focusing on SaaS, some focusing on compliance, others on next generation IT, which primarily is IoT and robots at the moment. And it really allows people to get a feel for everything that's web-based, any type of new solutions that are coming out. It also has a number of keynote speakers that come in from large organizations, but also from very innovative startups. So it's always excellent to learn and very good for networking.
Excellent. I wonder if you could expand for us on key themes that emerged this time with regard to storage and compliance. Over to you again.
Yeah, so if I look very briefly at four key themes, the first one is the startups. There are always a number of startups that pitch every day at the summits, and there are different startups that pitch on every day. But there was a trend there that I noticed around solutions around health data. How do we build solutions that allow consumers to have a full overview of their health status in such a way that it's available, stored on the cloud, securely, obviously, and they can get access to that information anywhere, anytime, such that they can get treatments anywhere in the world. And there were a number of innovative solutions there that were showcased this year. The second one is security and compliance. New ideas on how we can provide strong authentication, identity management, a lot of focus on biometrics, looking at your eyes, your fingerprints, and a mix of different things, which is not necessarily groundbreaking. But there was a lot of emphasis on that this year, which wasn't there last year. And it was kind of coupled with how do we store those credentials from a security perspective? Is it stored on the go? Is it stored in vaults? Is it stored in dynamic storage? And again, a number of startups in that domain. The next one is blockchain. A number of keynotes around blockchains, some around what is an ICO, an initial coin offering? How does it work? Why is it good for startups? Why is it good for the industry? What does it allow you to do? And it was interesting to see heavy hitters like Tim Draper speaking on the main stage at the Web Summit. And finally, the concept of the Internet of Things, and mostly focusing on the advent of the first robots that are coming out in the market, how those devices become intelligent through AI, and from a storage perspective and a compliance perspective, they accumulate information about the humans and the interaction that we have with the robots. And one of the key questions was, how do we make sure that this is done the right way, in a secure way? How do we make sure that it's done in compliance with the new EU GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, because it's going to be very hard to track everything. And that's where the trends were this year at the Web Summit.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast.